Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A bipartisan spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown days before Christmas is now dead after Republicans felt pressure from the incoming administration.
Overnight, House Speaker Mike Johnson declining to answer questions after meeting with Vice President-elect J.D. Vance.
I'm not going to say anything else more about it tonight because we're in the middle of these negotiations, but I think we'll be able to solve some problems here, and we'll keep working on it.
As the clock ticks down to a government shutdown this weekend, Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Members of the Teamsters who work for Amazon are on the picket lines in several big cities today. They want better pay and health benefits. Amazon says package deliveries will not be affected. The FAA is banning drone flying in parts of New Jersey following several reports of drone sightings in the state recently. The man in France who prosecutors say drugged his wife and then raped her, then invited 50 other men to do the same for years, found guilty and sentenced to 20 years behind bars. This is ABC News. CVS is facing a new lawsuit from the Justice Department accusing the company of feeding into the nation's addiction crisis by filling questionable prescriptions. Here's ABC's Andrea Fujii.
The complaint says the company, with more than 9,000 stores nationwide, did it to fuel its own profits at the expense of public health and safety. The Justice Department claims CVS ignored its own pharmacists and internal data, pointing to problematic prescriptions. CVS denies the accusations, saying each of the prescriptions in question was for an FDA-approved opioid medication prescribed by a practitioner who the government itself licensed.
The Los Angeles deputy mayor was placed on administrative leave this week after FBI agents searched his home after an investigation revealed he was likely the source of a bomb threat allegedly made against City Hall earlier this year. 5 years after they were first discovered in Washington State, wildlife officials have declared this week's the murder hornets likely eradicated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After an extra day off, the Packers are back at work, getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Linebacker Quay Walker, expected to be out a while with an ankle injury. Rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper, named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after his performance Sunday night in Seattle. Matt LaFleur.
You know, he's a really talented guy. He did a great job. And, I mean, on that screen play where they hit Jackson Smith, Jigba, out the backfield, that was just an elite play by somebody that has elite athleticism.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland tomorrow night against the Cavaliers. College basketball, Marquette with a win in their first Big East game of the season, beating Butler 80-70. Marquette now 10-2, ranked 9th in the nation. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, Butler's a dangerous team that's had some good wins on this season. Obviously beat us last year here, and I thought the way our guys handled adversity was way better this time around, and that's what allowed us to win.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced the shortlist for the Oscars in 10 categories. Emilia Perez led the way with 6 nominations, and Wicked came in 2nd with 4. Voting to determine the actual nominations will take place January 8th, with nominations being announced January 17th. The 97th Oscars ceremony will air March 2nd of this coming year. Superscribe Taylor Sheridan has received criticism for his role of Travis on Yellowstone. The show's creator has come under fire on social media, with fans saying that they thought it was lame that he wrote himself onto the show and made Bella Hadid his girlfriend, calling it totally unnecessary. Just for the record, folks, Taylor Sheridan has written himself onto other shows as well, including Lioness and 1883. Maybe he's just created so many shows, he's running out of actors. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have snow on the way. It'll start mid-morning, continuing through today into tonight, into tomorrow morning, with 6 to 10 inches of accumulation possible by the time it winds down tomorrow morning. Our high today, 30. Tonight, there could be some wind and blowing snow, 24. Conditions will improve tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Who makes the popcorn pick of the week? And performing live in the studio are the Doctors in Recital. That's how you light it up holiday style.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the...
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Getting ready.
Happy Eve of Destruction Day.
No, it's not. But I did this before I came to work. I stopped and got gas for the snowblower because I just don't. I think we're going to need our snowblowers. It's not going to be 2 inches. I think it's going to be 4, 5, 6, right?
Manitowoc had it last night. The missus was out there with the snowblower last night, had to do the driveways. So Manitowoc started getting hit already.
And that's that lake effect. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to get here. But it's going to be great, right? I mean, everybody's coming home like tomorrow, right? Kind of the holidays kick off this weekend because a lot of people are taking off Monday and Tuesday,
yeah.
Don't you think?
Picking up my daughter in Milwaukee tomorrow.
Right.
Picking
mine up tomorrow. So anyway, I think it could be kind of cool
Monday night.
Yeah.
For the Packer game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That could be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best, well, not the best, but one of the best games I've been to was that
Seattle.
Oh,
no
man.
Question.
I took my daughters to that, and she just, and those are huge snowflakes. Remember that game? That was just, and that, I think they made that snow globe out of that, right?
And I was, my son and I were walking up that night.
Well, you were in a box. I was outside.
Yeah, no, but yeah. we tailgate. Well, that's the one time I tailgated with some friends of mine. But anyway, and we're walking up, coming from like where, and I'm so old that I still use these kind of landmarks, like where Kmart would be. that's still my landmark. All right. Walking up that way and with the light and the snow,
oh, man.
I said,
Dom, I hear you.
Let's just stop for a second.
Totally.
Let's just take this in.
Yep.
Yeah, and Anna said that to me. She goes, Dad, this is like, you know,
yeah.
We gotta enjoy this right here, right
That's
now.
Exactly.
It was
right.
Just, that was a cool night. That was a fun night. And the weather, I hope the weather, it was like, what, 35?
It was mild.
I mean, it was mild. It's 35, 36. Yeah.
Yeah. No, great. That was one of the, like, I still got it in my mind.
Yeah.
Just that whole setting. And I said, you know what? There are millions upon millions upon millions of people that are going to be watching this tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And every one of them is going to wish they were
right
here. Yeah. We got to appreciate it sometimes, not take it for granted just because it's in our backyard, what we have here.
And it's kind of cool that, and really looking back at that, it's like, we didn't take a picture, but you just put this picture in your mind, and
yeah.
It's there.
It's
as clear
right
as any picture
it's
I could see on my phone.
Absolutely right there in my head right now.
So, yeah, I hope Monday, yeah, that's going to be fun. That's going to be great. So,
and clinch a playoff spot with it. That'd be
is
nice.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Oh,
although,
wow.
I think they can get in by somebody else losing two, I think, or no. Well, maybe. I don't. You know what? When you're not fighting for that top spot,
it's just
like whatever. Let the chips fall. Wherever they're going to fall. What's
and
the difference?
It's just a new season when the playoffs start. You know, like you said, he ran the tables, what is that, 10 years ago? So we'll see.
You know, I will say this about the Rodgers documentary.
Okay, get that off the page. I mean, okay.
No, but I'm just going to say, you almost have to go back and realize how many times they were this far from the Super Bowl and just kind of blew it.
Oh, no. Oh, that's what you're saying. I thought you were talking more about his
no,
his
no, no,
drama.
No, no.
I agree.
It's like, wow. Home field advantage against Tampa Bay on a cold night.
I know.
You know?
that San Francisco game, that Seattle game. I mean, that Atlanta game.
It the just, Giants game.
Right. Oh, the Giants game was
15 and 1, and right. then you lose that game. Yeah.
There's been, yeah. I don't know. I would like to see them. It's and it makes the winter go so much quicker when we get deeper into the playoffs. So I think it's going to be, I think we're going to be fine.
Twice at my places of employment at the time. And you had to do it, though, but we made that fatal mistake of reservations and who's going to cover for so-and-so because we're going to the Super Bowl. Well, and
some of those things, you got to put money down. You get that first night back. And, yeah.
But the Giants game, for sure, when they went 15-1 that year, and it's that super cold night. So I thought, that was Favre's last game here.
I was there to pick up some extra tickets for some friends for that game. We were with some other people, and I went into the ticket office, and all the tickets were there.
Yeah.
Because they send them to...
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had to ship those things to New York. Wouldn't you have, grabbed a couple?
Unused Super Bowl tickets worth a lot of money. Not even a question.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a heartbreaker.
But it's just kind of amazing when you look. It's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that game. Oh, that's right. We had so many chances right there with the home field advantage.
Yeah, no.
And it never worked. So I don't care where they go this year.
Yeah. I just remember when I was interviewed about after being elected, they're like, you know, what's your biggest concern? You know, everybody's talking, you know, the streets, infrastructure, you know, water pipes or crime and all that stuff. I'm like, the Giants.
Yeah, you're right.
Because, you know, this city runs on emotions.
You know, you talk about a little snapshot in your mind. I can still remember that little skinny kicker for the Giants running out. It's like, really? You're going to try a field goal? You don't have a chance. 47, 48 yarder, and he split that right in front of where we were all sitting. And it was just stunned silence.
Yeah, it was. I remember walking out of there. It was very quiet. People were like, wow.
That was a tough one to walk away from.
I think, I don't know, there's a little bit of luck, but don't you feel good about them? I
mean,
you always liked Jordan Love, though. You liked him the day they drafted him.
I feel really good about this team. Josh Jacobs, I just tell you what, as much as I liked Aaron Jones, and everybody did, Aaron Jones didn't give you a reason to not love him, okay?
Yeah.
He loved the community, did things for veterans, played his butt off. But this Josh Jacobs is about 20 pounds heavier than him, solid muscle. He's a beast. This kid's a beast. And if you got some bad weather games, you let this guy just kind of move the sticks, that could be interesting.
Yeah.
I like this team a lot.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's good for the city. It's good for the community. And, you know.
I always say winter doesn't start until the day after the last Packers game.
Right.
That Monday morning where it's like,
But when people, when I was in office, we would get together with the mayors of NFL teams. And, you know, in closed session, you'd say stuff that you wouldn't say publicly about some of the NFL people. But anyway, what we talked about was, you know, they talk about the economic impact, $14 million, $12 million, this doesn't. But really, it's the emotion of the community
that you
can't put a price on. And that's worth something.
Not even a question.
I don't know exactly what it's worth, and you know, I don't think you want to pay too much. But
it just gives everybody energy.
It does. It does. And what I like about it, I've said this many times, it's such a great communication vehicle for kids to talk to their dads. You know, and I'm talking about a 50-year-old talking to an 80-year-old. I just think that, or a 70-year-old. I don't know, I just think it's all good, and it's fun to keep you connected. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. I mean, I think it's the holidays, and I think we're going to win that game, and I think it's going to be, this is going to be fun. And I'm glad my son-in-laws are coming up, because we're going to probably...
But, I mean, let's be honest.
Taking the game.
As great as our community is and everything like that, you know, by about January 14th, it's a little bleak. I mean, it's... You know, there's...
Bleak.
Well, it's bleak. Dark. It seems like it's dark all the time, and there's, you know... A lot of times you get that snow that then turns brown and black and whatever. And when you got a game to look forward to, that's something special.
I agree. And when it gets, and in January it gets cold.
Yeah.
Like this isn't cold now.
No, this is fine.
I mean, but when it, with that polar vortex, when we had that, I was like, oh my God.
That was a
whatever happened to
winter.
That,
oh my God.
That was awful. That was depressingly cold.
Yes.
It wasn't like, we live in Wisconsin, deal with it. That was depressingly cold. It was, and I have a picture of me standing outside. I think, wasn't like the temperature, not the wind chill, just the temperature like 20 below or something? Or it was.
I remember seeing it on the weather forecast. And I was snapping pictures of it to send to family members.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't even wind chill. It was like, this is what it is outside. I took out a piece of yarn and an atlas, you know, those atlas, those books that everybody uses, the online stuff. And I'm like, and I looked, where is it like 50 and how long would it take me? Like I said to Donna, if we get in the car right now.
Yeah, and just drive.
And just drive. In 11 hours, we will be just, that was like so depressing.
That's what I mean.
Day after day after day. Just
I
never
remember.
Broke and you're in this. And then they named it this like polar vortex. It means like, are we ever going to get out of this thing? So.
And right in the middle of that, my battery went on me. I couldn't get a jump. Had to get a new battery, try to install it. I enjoy install. I love doing anything under the hood of a car, and not that I can do much, trust me, okay? But anything you have to do under there when you can't wear gloves and it's really cold.
Yeah.
And I remember trying to change my battery, take the old one out, and you know, you got the corrosion.
Yeah.
Then you got to do whatever, and you got to get the little baking soda and pour that on there and dissolve it, and you got your gloves off, and you're trying to, and again, I'm not trying to say, you know, these guys that work outside all this, but what I'm saying is just those little things you have to do with your gloves off outside in that weather really sucked.
I think we talked about this last year, though. A great gift for, you should probably get it for yourself, is AAA.
Got it now. Ever since that problem I had, remember, where they wouldn't bring me a lug wrench?
Right. You just, and that's worth it. And then you get discounts at hotels, and there's better discounts than AAA, but it's a nice card to have. We give that to our kids. Yeah, we buy that for them.
You know, it's funny, though, because I was with AAA when I was like 19 years old. Because when I was moving to Arizona, I was just, me and my buddies were just driving in my old 1970 Chevrolet, you know, driving down. And back then, they'd actually give you they'd literally give you a map with a yellow highlighter on what your route is. Okay?
Right.
Because there was a summer route and a winter route.
The triptych.
To go,
Yeah.
But it was really like just somebody sat there with a yellow highlighter and did the thing.
Yeah, those were awesome.
Yeah, those were awesome. But the thing is, so that's then why I put in a CB in my car, because it's like, well, if you're driving through Nebraska, you can go 4 hours in either direction, it seemed like, with nobody around, and there are no payphones.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, it's great to have AAA, but what happens if you break down in 1980 in the middle of Nebraska?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to like try to flag. So that's why I had the CB, and I thought it was pretty cool.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
But what's great about AAA, it's, you know, the flat tire, it's the battery. But if you run out of gas, they bring you gas.
Right, because you got a cell phone. But again, if you did that in the middle of no place, what did you do? You know what? I got on my CB is what I did. Break 19.
I can just hear you.
Get your ears on. Come on. I did. I really did.
Yeah, I bet you did.
But you know what I realized a lot, like going through Oklahoma and those, it was all lot lizards.
I wouldn't like that.
That's who it was. It was all Lotlers.
Do you know what that is, Jim?
No.
Okay. We talked about this on the show
before. I just
heard
the last word, lizard.
It was prostitutes at truck stops.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah. Trolling for business.
Yeah. That wouldn't bother me as much.
Hey, fellas, I'm down here just north of Amarillo at the Triple J truck stop. Oh, I'm lonely. Why don't you say hi? And then guys would get on. Hey there, this is so-and-so. Where are you at there?
Just record that. You can bust
and you'd listen
those
to those conversations the whole way. Oh, yeah, that was entertainment.
I think it's ironic that it's Trucker Thursday. You know?
Yes,
there
it is.
There you go, and we're leading into it.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Got
what is that? Here.
We interviewed somebody, and they said Green Bay is so beautiful in February, and I thought, huh, yeah, those coal piles look great. Brian.
I got to get the news on that, Brian. I don't know what happened last night. You're saying they're going to stay?
Well, that's what
That's been 110 years. I'm telling you, Romy Dennison, who I got to know.
Okay, I think 124 years, they said. I think they said 1900. We'll be back with more right after this.
Peggy Ann is waiting in Memphis. And Betty Lou in Maine. I got a good old gal in Knoxville. But man, I forgot her name, but not her figure.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In official meeting rooms around the country, 538 electors for the 2024 presidential election met December 17th to cast their vote on behalf of their state's results. 13 of those Electoral College electors are accused 2020 fake electors, some of whom still face prosecution. Trump campaign associates coordinated a plot in 7 battleground states to submit a fraudulent slate of Republican electors. The plot failed when Vice President Mike Pence refused to participate and certified the results. The alleged fake electors in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, New Mexico, Georgia, and Arizona were investigated by state officials, the January 6th committee, and the special counsel. Fake electors in Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona still face trial. Nevada prosecutors just refiled charges December 12th. No charges were brought in New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. 13 of those electors were renominated by their state Republican parties as electors in 2024. 6 of the 15 awaiting trial for forgery in Michigan were renominated. 6 Nevada electors were reindicted last week on forgery charges, 2 of whom were renominated. Still unclear is whether Trump will include the fake electors in his promised pardons for those accused and convicted for the January 6th insurrection. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
I got a cute little gal in every eastern town from Boston to St. Louis. There's some that I don't even know, but I'm looking forward to.
You're live.
We're doing our menu. What are you getting?
Hey, welcome back!
Nikki was nice enough to ask us if we would like some drinks this morning, and we have to have her order into her before 6:30.
If so, what? If,
I said Nikki was nice enough to say that.
Oh, isn't
she
that nice?
Yeah,
and she's going to this. She sent us this Bonafide Juicery in DePere.
Yeah,
she must live out there or over there, and sent us the menu and said, "Look, I think she's buying it like for Christmas.
Yeah,
pick out whatever you want." There must be 40 things, and I'm looking at this, and I'm like, I'm not good at making decisions this early in the morning, so I just scrolled down to the coffee, and
I went with,
what'd you go with?
Vitality, okay? It's a green drink. I'm going to try it. It's spinach and kale. but also pineapple, banana, and orange juice, so I think that'll take,
there
okay.
You go. Yeah. How can spinach be so good in spinach dip, but sounds so gross if you put it in something else?
But they
doesn't it, though?
I think
I love spinach dip.
Oh yeah,
I could put that in my okay. Remember, I said I could get through an entire winter living on gift boxes of cheese, and so I could live just on that. Throw in spinach dip.
I made a bunch of spinach dip, and you guys just didn't.
I couldn't get to your table, Jim.
And I put like I've made that before, and my parents would make it, but sometimes I thought they were just a little chintzy on their shrimp. So I had a couple pounds of shrimp in there.
I couldn't get to the table.
Ground it up and put it in a blender. It was good. Hey, but this stuff.
Sarah says Bonafide is so good.
You know, I'm looking at this. I think Todd might be onto something. The spinach, pineapple, apple, cucumber, lime.
That sounds good too.
Sounds pretty healthy.
I'll
switch that.
Nikki, I'll take that. That actually sounds good.
It does.
I'll take that. I'll take that. Are you proud of me that I made my own soup last night?
Because soup, you would think soup is not that expensive, like $3-4, but it's not.
Go to a restaurant and buy soup.
It's expensive. It is. I like
soup. Hey, you know what I didn't realize?
Huh.
I don't know. Where have I been? Okay.
Yes, a lot.
Is there no longer a Chili's John restaurant?
Oh, no. Remember that?
But it's just like gone?
Well, you can still get Chili John's at the grocery store.
Okay.
It's frozen, right?
He kept that.
Yeah. Okay, you do. Okay, there is still that.
Yeah,
because I was looking to buy that last night.
And it's kind of cool because he's in some stores. He's got his own like cooler.
Ah,
which is cool. It's not, okay. Which is nice. It's not like on the shelf with in the freezer with a bunch of other stuff.
Got it.
This is his container, and I'm sure he has to, you know, pay for that. But the restaurant, that got a little ugly.
I remember that. But the
guy bought it, and then they, a little bit with the recipe and...
Anyway. Nikki says, spinach in the spinach dip is delicious because of the cream cheese, Jim.
Well, yeah, but it's a spinach and it's the sauce. Okay, all right, Nikki, I'll give it to you. You're going to buy me coffee anyway, so I'll be nice.
We're not going to argue with
her. Did you see all this other stuff they have, though, that avocado toast? And did you see
that sounds good, too.
I know. I like avocado toast. Me, too.
I love avocados.
So
I really do.
Yeah.
Avocados from Mexico.
You know what, though? They're hard to time.
Yeah.
Because I hate them when they get too soft and brown. And then you can't do them. Is there like a couple of hours, it seems like? That's like the optimum time.
I would say like a day. There's a day where it's great. And then it's
good. You probably have maybe 12-hour period where they're perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's it.
But, yeah.
Did you know bananas get more calories in them the longer you keep them?
Yeah, because there's more sugar.
It keeps making it upon itself.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, like, sometimes, the bananas are all brown now. We'll use those for baking. They're putting in lots more sugar than they would if they weren't.
Well, that makes sense, though, right? Wouldn't you want more sugar in your
I guess, but I didn't know it created its own sugar.
Yeah.
A banana does. Yeah.
Okay, I'll stay away from that, too.
Okay. I'm just saying.
We're not eating anything anymore.
Not eating anything. Today is Oatmeal Muffin Day, Hard Candy Day, Regifting Day.
You know what? There was a big thing on regifting. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
What percent of people think it's okay to regift? It is really, really high. If you get a gift, are you okay with regifting? Because I
would, but let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you this. When Sue says spinach doesn't even have a taste, I put spinach in my smoothies all the time and you can't even taste it. Mentally, it seems like you would.
It's still green.
I don't even know what kale is, but kale to me seems like it wouldn't taste good.
Jim likes the kale chips, right? Don't
kale
you?
Kale chips are good.
You
just bake them. Olive oil. Those are good. But kale was like the thing for health. Just kale salads, chips.
Our guy.
Jim Gaffigan.
The other one, too.
Oh, Jim Gaffigan.
Nate Bargassi. He does a thing, too.
Oh, Jim Gaffigan would come on.
His wife was trying to get him out to kale. Oh.
Jim Gaffigan would just be... Enough about this kale already, huh? Because it's all everybody's talking about.
To me, it's like getting a mouthful of hair or something.
And sometimes I think psychologically things make such a difference.
Yeah. And
I really and truly do.
But kale is still, that's healthy stuff. But kale chips, because we shouldn't eat Lay's potato. Well, I do, but you shouldn't eat Lay's potato chips. But kale chips are good.
Okay, I got to say something. I don't want to sound weird. Okay. So I bought some cornstarch for that soup.
Cornstarch, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but then remember I told you I had this like rash right up here? I put that on my rash too. That worked great.
The cornstarch?
Yeah.
Why?
For the itch.
But why did you read something?
Yeah, I think I read something someplace.
Oh, I was going to say like you wouldn't just.
No.
Okay.
It worked great.
Huh.
So I had these anti-itch ointments and whatever.
Multi-purpose.
And I know what happens is because I have night sweats. So I wake up and my t-shirt is all wet. And then that leads to, you know, itching and scratching.
And now TMI. Yeah,
right.
John
there we
Michael.
Are. There
it's
we
a
are.
Medical condition, guys.
I've got this thing called night sweats. No, actually, it would be, do you have night sweats?
Right.
Here's John Mino with more details.
If you're like me, where you wake up in a puddle of sweat every morning,
and underneath you, it's
and
superimposed.
Then picture my thing. Right. My
but it's
sheets.
John Mino, paid endorsement.
Yeah. Do you itch for the rest of the day?
Jeez.
I can do this.
Pass.
Jake Gyllenhaal is 44 years old. His sister, who is a famous actress, right, Todd?
Yes.
Maggie. Lived in your daughter and my daughter lived kind of in the same neighborhood in Brooklyn. And she used to run into her at the coffee shop in that neighborhood all the time.
Really?
His sister was a big time actress. Yes. Still remember that. She said, hey, you ever see any famous people? He said, yep. Can't think of her first name. Gyllenhaal. She was Maggie.
Yep.
Alyssa Milano, 52, from Who's the Boss?
Guess this one. Mike Lookinland.
Okay.
Yep.
Partridge Family?
Nope. Close.
Brady Bunch?
Yep.
The ugly kid?
Little kid.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean ugly kid. I mean the. I didn't mean it that way.
I didn't mean that, Mike.
Not the real dopey kid they brought on, though.
No,
he was one of the three brothers.
Yeah. The three brothers.
Remember that guy, Oliver?
Oliver.
Oh, my God.
That guy's 64.
Tim Reed from WKRP.
Yep.
Phenomenal.
80. Wow.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It looks like Wisconsin may have its first case of high-path avian influenza in a human. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. The joint announcement coming yesterday from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Details are next.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
In a media event yesterday, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services said they are presuming this is the first case of high-path avian influenza in a human. Now, the person impacted was a worker at a commercial poultry flock in Barron County that has tested positive for high-path avian influenza. Dr. Darlene Conkle, Wisconsin State Veterinarian at the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, says that they are waiting for test results on specific genotypes that might have impacted that human.
There are differences in the genotypes, even though it is an H5N1 virus in both the cattle cases and the poultry. The genotypes in a lot of cases have been different, and cattle have had the B3.13 genotype affecting them. We're not aware of the genotype that has affected these latest two poultry flocks. We won't get that information for some time from the National Veterinary Services Laboratory of USDA. Our assumption is that it's the genotype circulating in wild waterfowl, since we haven't identified any connections with dairy with these latest two cases.
That's Dr. Darlene Conkle, our Wisconsin State Veterinarian. She said the impacted person in Barron County is expected to make a full recovery. There is no threat to the general public. And again, there's not been any detection of high-path avian influenza in our dairy herd.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BIOVET1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
If you want to follow more details on the high-path avian influenza situation in Wisconsin, follow us, MidwestFarmReport.com, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. We'll get you the latest news there. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have snow on the way. It'll start mid-morning, continuing through today into tonight, into tomorrow morning, with 6 to 10 inches of accumulation possible by the time it winds down tomorrow morning. Our high today, 30. Tonight, there could be some wind and blowing snow, 24. Conditions will improve tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS. And the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look at the day's headlines, and we're getting down there. Your final chance to win Growing Up Gift List Text to Win Contest.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence released its annual gun law scorecard this week. Wisconsin got a C. They say Wisconsin had nearly 13 gun deaths per 100,000 residents this year. With a related story, here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
There have been more than 80 school shootings in America this year, including Mondays here in Madison. After every one of these tragedies, people ask, how do we stop this? Vice President Kamala Harris.
As we hold our loved ones close this holiday season, we as a nation must renew our commitment to end the horror of gun violence, both mass shootings and everyday gun violence that touches so many communities in our nation.
According to the Gun Violence Archive, the number of kids who have died by gun violence has almost doubled in the last decade.
State Democratic lawmakers and law enforcement officials from the state want to regulate ghost guns in Wisconsin. The action comes after a ghost gun was believed to have been used in the fatal New York City shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says she intends to reintroduce legislation to ban the untraceable homemade firearms without serial numbers. Hesselbein's proposal was originally presented after four people were injured when authorities said a ghost gun was used in a 2018 workplace shooting at a Dane County technology company.
Oshkosh police are reporting multiple gunshots being fired in the 1000 block of Michigan Street at about 9:30 last night. Police say there are no known injuries in the shooting, but they are asking if anyone has any information to call OPD or the Winnebago County Crime Stoppers.
I'm Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. We got a good show coming up your way, ladies and gentlemen. We got Todd Kowalczyk, former UW Green Bay basketball coach, now the head coach at the University of Toledo, will be joining us. Ben Vergeisen. Is that how you pronounce it, Todd? Vergeisen?
I'm not sure exactly, to be honest
with
you.
Did you read about him?
Yeah, I did.
Sounds fantastic. This guy's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Home interior and
Mandy Wilkie will be here. Filling in for Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage. Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. That's always a lot of fun. Now, I want to talk about something. So you gave your tickets away yesterday for the Green Bay game.
I did.
They got knocked off by Michigan Tech.
I know. I'm glad.
Michigan Tech's a nice basketball team. You know, you got to remember one thing with Division II. They're on scholarship. You know, they're on scholarship.
Right.
This isn't, you know, Mesabi State Junior College Community Norseman. These kids are getting paid to play basketball and go to school at Michigan Tech. So they're all really good ball players. I mean, Jeff Nordgaard's son from West Depere is one. Tomaszek from Ashwaubenon.
They're not getting paid.
They're on scholarship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So okay. They were heavily recruited. They were, you know, might not. But I've seen a lot of Division II teams that can beat Division I teams. And obviously Green Bay, yesterday, they're without the leading scorer in the nation. Lower foot injury or something. I don't know. I shouldn't even say what it is. Just lower body injury. And he's averaging 25 a game. Oh. And okay, so not making excuses for them. But here's what I'm saying. Last week, Coach Gottlieb talked a little bit about the strength of their schedule. And I'm going to be honest with you. I have never seen a harder non-conference schedule than what Green Bay has played this year.
Hmm.
I mean, they have really played some great teams. And now they're playing Drake, which is an undefeated team. And he made that comment about, what is it, nobody you or something, because we don't want to play, you know, what was the term he used?
I think that's what it was, wasn't it?
Something like that. Nobody you. Okay. But I understand what he's saying, because one of the number one things GB still has to do is get more people in the seats, plain and simple. I mean, they still, I remember one time with Coach Kowalczyk, and they told him his goal was to average 5,000 people a game.
Oh, that's a lot.
It's a lot. In the great years with Bennett and everything they did, they had about 6,000 at the arena. So what? I guarantee you, when he was in the interview for this job, one of the things was, we got to increase attendance. We got to increase attendance. And what he's trying to say there, and I'm defending him. I'm just going to go out on the line. I'm defending him here. I know what he was trying to say. He was like, well, it's 2 degrees out and people are home. And how do you get them to come out to watch them play? And they won't do it if you're playing. And he said, nobody you. And what he means by that is some of these schools that nobody's heard of. Like that one school they played this year, SIU, Edwardsville, Southern Illinois, and yeah. Edwardsville. Or who's that? And then that's one school. It's like if I'm sitting at home and I'm not just a diehard, fervent, whatever, it's like, do I want to go see this team I've never heard of?
I don't buy that.
I don't care. Michigan Tech isn't one of those teams because there's a great group of alumni around here. So that's a good team. I understand what he was saying. The reason I'm going to schedule really good teams is because I want to give the fans something more to watch with that opposing team. I want to bring in tough competition. Go ahead.
That's not why they're there, Johnny. They're there to see GB. Like, we'll go see the Packers play North Carolina, Saints. We're there to see the Packers, not... you're right. It's fun when they do play a really good team. I think that's fun to see. But Green Bay's got to get where they go to see them.
I understand that.
Because it's pretty quiet. We've been to some games. I mean, last year was awful, but at least this year there's some people there. But I don't know.
No,
I don't
last
really...
year wasn't horrible. The year before.
It was the year before. That's what it was. But I like when they score a lot of points. I mean,
of course
I love
you do.
Seeing. It doesn't. That doesn't weigh into me, but I'm not that into basketball like you are. But who they're playing, it's more about my schedule and can I make it. But you really think that's the draw, the opponent?
What I'm saying is he's trying to foster an attitude of, we will play anybody. Because when you take a look at some of the major schools, take a look at who they play. They will do a buildup of about 8 wins that are basically guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Okay? Like guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And the way they do that is by guarantee money to the visiting teams. That's mm-hmm. why these teams will go play out of Kansas or whatever, because they get a really nice check on the way out there. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for getting your asses kicked by us. Now go home. Take right. your money and go home.
Right.
And he doesn't want it to be that way. He's trying to establish where we'll take on better competition. That's you can disagree
no,
all you want,
disagree.
But I know in my heart that's what he's doing.
I agree. I wouldn't. Right. I think the place to start is just to win. I do. I think we got to build up that base, and then we can get into his strategy of playing some of the better teams and really trying to sell out the arena. But yeah, I don't know. I think people. I think they got a ways to go to fill those seats.
Well, there's not even a question they do.
And I don't think that
but
strategy
again, I
of
think
playing
he,
the best
and
teams
I understand
losing.
The whole thing about him doing the radio show and whatever, whatever. Okay, but is that any different than when Dick Bennett was teaching 3 classes during the day and then going to practice afterwards? I mean, that's not. It's not. It's not like you have to be 24/7 with all the assistants you have these days. I'm a supporter of his. I really and truly am. I want him to do well.
And how's he going to be judged, John?
How's he going to be judged? Mm-hmm. Well, on wins and losses, right. obviously.
Right.
I understand that. But, okay, but think about what he's done, though. Wasn't hired until the summer, basically. Had to throw together an entire team, right. basically. An entire staff. Everything. Okay? Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is give him a break this year. That's all I'm saying.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
When we interviewed him, when he was on our show here, we did talk about multitasking, and he sure seems like he can handle it.
Right.
Well, I mean, you guys do a radio show. I mean, how much does this play into the rest of your day and all the stuff you
could
guys
you still
do?
Be mayor and do this?
It'd be tough.
Really?
That's
because I used to have the mayor on from Philadelphia who did a sports talk show.
Nutter?
Well, he was mayor of Philadelphia.
Nutter? Mayor Nutter?
And, yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear him rap? Man, that guy.
I don't know, but he would come out
and rap.
He'd come out
unbelievable.
Me and Vince, he would talk Eagles football and NFL football.
That guy knew his sports.
Yeah.
Yes. Could I be a guest? Sure. Could I?
No. Could you do it every day? Would it affect your job?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Maybe I'm not the guy to ask. I guess I am the guy to ask.
Well, if it's not you, who should I ask?
I was all in on that. I didn't do anything. I got off any boards, and I was all in. But maybe I overdid it.
All right.
I think that'd be tough. But we asked him that. He's very, very confident. Well, it's not a problem. No, no, we got assistant coaches. No, I can do this. Of course I can do this. I wouldn't have taken the job if I couldn't do that. I'm like, okay, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But Did you assume with that umbrella that he was going to win?
This year?
No, you didn't?
Mm.
Oh.
Mm. Here's the mayor rapping.
Oh.
Nutter.
He lost his place there. That's pretty cool.
I wish I didn't even know he did that. I would have had him do it on our show.
Oh, yeah. He
used to come on all the time. Yeah, yeah, he's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good guy.
But then I had to tell him that we were hosting a, me and Murph were then hosting a pep rally against his team later on that day, that one time I had him on. Remember you hired me and Murph to do a pep rally downtown here?
Yep.
Yeah.
I do.
And that when they were playing the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nutter wasn't here for that.
He wasn't here.
Oh, okay.
I had him on my show on the radio. Okay. On the phone.
Yeah.
And I told him, hey, just so you know, we're going to be the guys leading the pep rally against you guys.
Man, those are good times. I mean, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday, and I don't know, but we would just shut the city down, put up the barricades. You guys would come.
Yeah.
And we'd have Frank once in a while come. And
yeah, Frank was always there.
Some high school band.
I think he had Van S once in a while.
Yeah.
Kevin and the Bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. I hope we're back to that again. I think that's good for, you know, community spirit. A lot of people come to that. And
you know, not to kick this dead horse in the face, but the...
just kick the dead horse. Why the face? Come on.
I don't know where
the face come from. Just kick a dead horse is okay. Stop it there, but
yeah.
In the face. He's dead. That's true.
Boy, it's an empty corner down the block.
Oh, yeah.
It is. I hope that was thought through, but it doesn't seem like it was.
Just saying, it's an empty corner.
So they took these Packer statues, which I don't know if people really appreciate what went into that. That was not bought by the Packers. It was not bought by the NFL. It was not bought by the city. It was not bought by... It was a lot of little money that made that happen. And when I say little money, I mean some of the, you know, the Martins and some of these Nicolay. But that was a community thing. I mean, the wall on the back there had all the people who donated. And boy, I just think to... And it's not... It hasn't been relocated. It was put in the mothballs.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting to see where that ends up. It's going to be a big deal wherever it ends up because it's such a cool...
Right. Well, when Jeff Merkus showed us that thing last week, I think that'd be ideal where he showed us. I mean, why not? It's downtown here. You can still walk from where that is to get on the actual trail with the bus thing and everything. Sure. So I think that's the best option. Got a text here. Lord knows any other job would not cut into the show prep you boys do every day. Oh, I know what I was going to talk about.
I get
about
it.
You said today was re-gifting day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, this isn't re-gifting, but I felt a little guilty last night doing something.
What happened?
Oh, man.
Okay, so I bought my...
She could be listening, so
it's my son.
Oh, it's your son. All right, a little easier.
Bought him a book I thought he'd really enjoy.
50 Strong.
No, but that's not a bad gift idea. And I'll be doing a book signing on Monday from 11 to 1 at Boss's News and Tobacco on 107 South Broadway, Indy Pier.
All right, throwing it out there
since you brought it up.
I did. Yeah, walked right into that. Okay.
I read it last night. Started reading it.
Okay.
That's not re-gifting, but...
I don't think so.
I guess if you can't tell, I wouldn't like a book that's been... No, I would like to be the first one.
Why? How? Who would know?
I don't buy...
I mean, you're not using anything out of it.
Okay, there's no... All right. Yeah, I guess that's all right.
I mean, as long as you take care of it and you're not spilling stuff on it or whatever.
I was reading it in bed. It's like,
that's totally regifting, I think.
Is it?
I would put that under the regifting umbrella.
If you bought it for your... See, I would say it was regifting if you bought it for yourself.
No.
And said, hey, Dom would really like this. I'll give this
one. I bought it for him.
So same thing. So I'm going to... If I buy you a sweater and I wear it...
No, that's different.
No, it's not.
Your body sweat is on it or whatever.
You're turning the page.
The
perspiration from your thumbs and... Eh, that's right.
I didn't have any perspiration, Jimmy. I had cornstarch on.
The guy who sleeps in a puddle of... Okay, well, anyway, I just...
Wow.
At least I was listening.
Wow.
I don't know.
Quick poll. Is that regifting?
Is that regifting if you buy a book for someone and you read it first? I guess if you buy a CD and listen to it first, I guess, I don't know.
But you'd have to take off the wrapper for a CD.
That's a little different. Right?
Okay. So the book is just, you wouldn't know.
Right.
Now, I think that's regifting.
I don't think it is.
All right.
Folks, I need you people to help me on this.
We'll let the smarter people decide.
We need your help on this.
If you buy a book for someone and you read it and give it to them, are you regifting that book? Is it like a sweater? You wore the sweater once?
And then like
I'm just asking, huh?
No.
It's not like a sweater.
It's not like a sweater. There's no sweat other than what was happening in my bed.
We will.
We got to set a quick break back up. Thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
It is one of the last days for you to play along and qualify in the grown-up gift list contest with Civic Media. This statewide contest is going on today and tomorrow yet. Today is going to be your chance to win right here with Mino and the Mayor and also qualify for some grand prizes as well. But you got to be listening in just after 7 o'clock this morning. John and Jim will give you today's keyword. You're going to want to text that in before 8 o'clock for your chance to qualify and win. Great gifts, great grand prizes, all part of the grown-up gift list. And help Jim and John out. They need to get a few more texters on this contest so they aren't buried by some of the other hosts. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Is it re-gifting, says Todd? No, 70%. Yes, 30%. There's no chance that book comes out unscathed. There's got to be Mino smudge or crumbs all over that thing. Not necessarily.
I'm with that caller.
Here's a couple more. Jack says, you got to make sure the gift is good enough to give somehow. Definitely not regifting.
Thank you, Jack.
And then Vicky says, depends on what the binder looks like after the... I think crease. She means the binding looks yep. like right. after he read the book. If you can tell it's been read, it's regifting.
Oh, I'm being really careful with it.
What? That is... You're using it. Now, that's regifting. The more I think about it, that's regifting. It's okay, because I believe in regifting, because I would rather regift than
have you? I never have. I think I've ever regifted anything.
Huh? Wine.
Wine? No.
How many bottles of wine?
I'll take every one I can get.
No, I'll regift wine.
Actually, I had a $3.49 bottle of wine last night.
I wouldn't regift that.
And if I was in a restaurant and somebody said, would you like to try this wine? It's Pierre Nochon from the Napa Valley yes. of Colorado.
Nochon.
And whatever. And check out the bouquet. Check it out. Here, try a little bit. Here's your spit cup.
$3.49.
Delicious. That's $18 a glass. Okay, thank you. It would be the same as my $3.49 bottle of wine last night.
I have to tell you, did you get that at Aldi?
Yes.
They have good
they
wine.
Have good they wine. Have good wine.
They do have good wine.
It was a Merlot.
Yep.
It was a good wine.
How did I know?
Yeah. But that was the only Merlot they had.
Yes.
That's the problem with that store is, like we said, we talked about the number of SKUs, you know, stock keeping units in a festival can be in like tens of thousands.
Yeah, it's almost like overwhelming how many.
And, you know, they got, what, 8, 9, 10, 11 kinds of ketchup and mustards. You go to Aldi's, it's like one, maybe two. But their turnover is better, and you don't spend as much time because you're limited with decisions. Some of the stuff, they only have one.
Think wine. Go ahead.
I want to say that but with that, they're very price competitive. And the quality, I think some people associate, well, it's a small store. They don't have a lot of product. But they have good product. I want to say that. I told you their food comes from when I was there, I took a tour at American Foods Group, which is the ones who harvest cows here. And they were private labeling. I went to where they were making this stuff. And I was really surprised, but they were putting all these label on there. I'm like, that comes from you guys?
They had some little tenderloins there last night that looked really good.
And I'm sure it's much less expensive at Aldi's than it is at, you know. So that's great. But I don't know about the wine. I know they sell
I would love a lot of
to wine.
Do a blind taste test with people. Have like 5 wines, okay? Just that little cup of wine just to taste each one. And you label them. 5 would be the most expensive. 1 would be the least expensive. And see how that goes. I think it'd be shocking that some really cheap wine would be thought of as really expensive wine. What do you think?
Yeah. That'd be interesting. I wouldn't be the guy to do that because I don't know wine well enough. But
I did a blind taste test for my radio show one time with beer. And I had guys that said, I can tell you every beer, blah, blah, blah. Okay? And I'll never forget this. Todd, you'd get a kick out of this. You know what? 2 different guys picked as like the most expensive beer, the best beer.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's Best.
Really? Imagine that.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
And they were all the same temperature.
All the same everything glass. Was changed. Yep. Everything. Wow. All things being equal.
So I think sometimes the way it's presented can make a huge difference. I would win a blind taste test on potato chips. I would.
Lucky.
I could tell you that.
By the way, is it regifting? No. 60%, yes, 40. Sparky says, not sure if it's regifting, but when he sees a stain on page 32 and it smells like soup, yeah, that's regifting.
That would be my concern. Right. Oh, that's a really good question because we all agree with the sweater.
Yeah.
If you use something, but is it regifting?
I think once you can't give it to somebody then.
I think if it's used.
I think unwrapped. If it doesn't have the original wrapping. Todd?
I think it's the condition that you give that book in. If it's still in great condition, it's not regifting. But if it's in any way.
You're right.
I think we're using the word sweaty this morning.
I don't know, John. I'm gonna ask Don about that. No, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
All right.
I wouldn't.
All right.
I wouldn't. So, but I with that said, I want to say I have regift. I've regifted wine. I've regifted. And people who have given wine to went over to your house for a party and gave you a bottle of wine, good chance that came from somebody else.
If you not bought a somebody a radio. And you turned it on because, oh, man, I got
to
check that with
radios. What, listen to it?
This is 1977. Okay. You bought somebody a radio. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard, oh, my God, you hear that weather forecast? No. Turn on the radio. I don't have, well, I've got this one I bought for my girlfriend.
And the forecast is.
All right.
Exactly.
That's a really, really bad.
No, it's not. It's exactly the same, isn't it, Todd?
So you listen to the radio. Is it regifting? It's like reading the book.
I don't think that's regifting either.
That's weird. That's just, it's like testing it.
I have a sister who would buy gifts for myself and my other sister that she wanted. Like I got 45s one year, records, right?
Yeah.
One of them was Boston, Don't Look Back. She loved Boston.
Right.
And the other one was Andy Gibb because she loved Andy Gibb. But that wasn't
on your list?
No, it wasn't on my list, but she would borrow them all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be totally honest with you. I did that too for my sister one time with an album.
Really?
There's not even a quiz. Neil Diamond's greatest hits.
I just remember when my neighbor's car was broken into and they took his CDs and they left the Bee Gees.
We got a text in. Jim, who buys a radio? He's working on a radio station.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that back. That one I'll take back.
Yeah, man, I had like cool stuff stolen from my car. Some Creedence tapes? Not sure we're getting those back, sir. Back after this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bipartisan spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown next week appears dead in the water as the president-elect and those close to him torpedo the plan. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce in Washington.
The original agreement would have kept the government open until March, with $100 billion in disaster aid and billions more for farmers. But Musk, whom Trump has tapped to lead a new government efficiency effort, launched a last-minute pressure campaign against it, blasting the bill as a crime, bloated with wasteful spending, saying anyone who supports it deserves to be voted out in 2 years.
Russian President Vladimir Putin holding his traditional year-end news conference, saying he will ask Syrian President Assad about the fate of U.S. journalist Austin Tice, who disappeared in Syria 12 years ago. In France, Gisèle Pelletier is expressing support for other sexual assault victims after her husband and 51 men were found guilty of assaulting her after she had been drugged repeatedly for years. This is ABC News. CVS, the largest pharmacy chain in America, stands